You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, real quick, something horrible happened to me over the weekend. My wife went to a cookie exchange, a Christmas cookie exchange. My God, Dom, the Tupperware bin that she brought home, easily 300 cookies at the house right now. I haven't had any, but I know I'm going to dig into them today. But she says there's some sort of raspberry one in there. It's like a raspberry shortbread made with real raspberries. Raspberries. And that's the one I'm probably going to dig into. But my gosh, it was, I mean, I'm not even joking, 300 some cookies. It's insane. It's, we're like fat, officially man. In fat arse season, aren't we?
Yeah, right.
Like it's happening. It's in full swing.
God.
I know.
Yeah.
Oof.
On Thursday, was it Thursday? Yeah. Okay, so she wrote this note to us on Wednesday. We talked about it on Thursday. She didn't want us to use her real name. We called her Sarah. This was, and if you didn't hear it last week, let me recap for you. As Inigo Montoya says, let me sum up. She'd only been seeing this guy two or three times, and I think they'd gone out three times, and two of them were just coffee dates. So a really new relationship. And she wanted to know if it was too soon to take him to her holiday office party, which was on Saturday night. And our listeners were pretty much, as I recall, pretty much along the lines of go ahead and take them because you'll find out, you know, what it's like. What do you got to lose? Just go have fun.
It might be great. You can bounce early and go somewhere else, maybe.
Exactly. So we were like, hey, send us a follow-up. I did not know the follow-up would lead to another question, which I think is really good. So she wrote to us late last night. So we saw it when we got in this morning. Again, we'll just call her Sarah. Again, not her real name. She goes, hi, boys. So I did ask him to the party, and he said yes. Are we good so far?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to the party, have a great time, right? No. She writes, then on Saturday morning, he texted me and said he wasn't feeling good and probably shouldn't go. I said no problem and hoped he felt better soon. Again, you think that's the end of the story, right?
But wait, there's more.
No. She writes, then tonight, and she wrote this last night, so Sunday night, I saw on Facebook, the killer of all relationships, that he was tagged in a photo by one of his friends where they were all out on Saturday night. So he lied about being sick to skip my party so he could go out with friends. She writes, I started to text him and say, wow, looks like you were really sick on Saturday night. She says, but I deleted it. We haven't talked or texted since Saturday morning. He doesn't know that I know. Now my question is, do I confront him about it or just move on? Thank you. Sorry this story didn't end well. Love my boys in the morning. That's Sarah. I gotta correct you, Sarah. It ended great for us because you gave us something else to
juicy.
Talk about.
That's good.
So to recap, he says, I can't go with you tonight after all because I'm sick. She's like, no worries. And instead he went out with some friends. Now, the question for Dom and Jeremy listeners is, does she do anything about that? Does she say something? Does she break up with him? Does she just ignore it?
Yeah,
and just
she do?
Just keep going out with him?
Yeah, I guess my quick opinion is like you weren't really sure if you wanted to take him to this party anyway. It was kind of up in the air, so if he went out and did something else, who cares? I mean, you weren't 100% that you wanted him to come anyway. But I guess the thing is that he lied.
Yeah, I can't disagree with what you said about, you know, this wasn't a big deal.
Big deal,
anyway.
Yeah. You didn't even
the
know
question
if you wanted
is,
him.
Is it a big deal that he lied about it, or is it not a big deal because it was just an awkward situation for both of them?
Right.
And can you cut him? Because there are some people who get up on this high horse about honesty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like everything has to be 100% honest. And it's like, you got to treat everything based on the situation. And in this case, two people who don't know each other that well, an awkward invitation to an awkward event. and he had a chance to go out with his buddies instead.
Right. Can you be mad at him? Probably not.
I don't know. That's not the same thing as somebody who's dated for a full year and then
drops a lie
so
on
they
you.
Could
yeah.
go out with another person.
Yeah, the flaw was the jerk that tagged him in the photo, man.
Exactly.
Find out who that jerk is. You've got to go out and tell your friends, please don't post on social. Don't tag me in anything because I lied to come out with you guys tonight.
Right.
That's his bad.
Yeah, so I'm kind of anticipating some, well, he's a liar. You should never go out with him again. And that may be true. We don't know,
yeah.
right? He could have an entire pattern of lying about all sorts of things.
Or maybe he just doesn't
or
like her that
not.
Much. He's not feeling the relationship, you know? There's
so
that, too.
I love this follow-up. It's not often that we get a follow-up that kind of leads to a better question than the original question.
So we're saying, what should she do? Call him out or just let it go, essentially?
There's a variety of options here. Call him out and be angry and not see him again. Call him out and say, look, just be honest with me moving forward and we'll still continue to date. Not say anything at all.
Or just call him out and keep it lighthearted. Be like, oh, I guess you were real sick, huh? You know, just have fun with it, I guess.
If she calls him out and it's all innocent, but does it also put something in his head that I'm going to get busted for every little thing that I do in this relationship?
Maybe. I could see that.
You know, does it put something in his head like, God, she's really keeping,
keeping we've only tabs
been
on
coffee
me.
A couple of times and she's already keeping tabs on me. I am surprised at the severity of the text messages that are pouring in. And
pretty,
I don't mean...
pretty cutthroat.
I mean, I'm surprised. Like, let me just read one, and I'm not going to use the name on this one, that says, he's a liar. He doesn't even deserve an explanation. Ghost him.
Yeah, a lot of those just disappear, you know, in the relationship. Like, what if he truly was sick and he wasn't feeling good, but then a couple hours later he started feeling better? The rumble in his tummy tum went
That's
away.
Possible.
A buddy texted him. He's like, you want to go out? He's like, yeah, okay, I'll go out. I wasn't feeling good, but yeah, I'll meet up with you.
I think the wild card, and we're going to take a call here in a second. I think the wild card in this is that they just barely had gone out. I mean, a couple of coffee dates. I mean.
Yeah. I love this text from Matthew because how true is this? Matthew from Firestone says it entirely depends on how good looking this guy is. If he's a liar and a 4 out of 10, cut him loose. If he's an 8 or above, give him another chance. I mean, isn't it going to boil down to that, right? If he's hot, then you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, we'll just let it go this time.
Well, that's funny. Mary says Sarah needs to leave that guy in the dust. I mean,
you're not allowed to screw up like once, man.
And
holy
I'm going
cow.
Back to lying sure is wrong. I get it. Okay, fine. But what an awkward situation for everybody involved. And sometimes people just spur the moment, make a decision to avoid an awkward situation. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's always easy for us to look at other people and condemn them when we have done similar things. You know, but we suddenly get all high and mighty. I don't.
Right.
Again, if they'd been out for a couple of months,
a couple coffee dates, like this guy's gonna be still living his life. You know.
Yeah.
You're not.
I mean, it's
in
just
a
because it's an awkward
fully committed
thing.
Relationship.
Even he probably, when she said, "You want to go to my office Christmas party?" He probably felt obligated to say yes because she asked him.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, he's like, "I don't. I barely know her, let alone anybody in this office."
Yeah, and then he got sick thinking about it. He's like, "I can't go. I got diarrhea."
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to say that you should always, you know, lying is fine, but is this a lie or is this more of a...
Sometimes you just don't want to go, so...
I'll see you at our next little, you know, gathering. Let's...
It's harder to say that you don't want to go than just say, you know what, I don't feel good. It'd be worse if you said, I don't want to go.
Why? Yeah, how come? You don't want to meet my coworkers?
Yeah, hey, look, people texting in their answers. Look, that's your opinion. Great. It strikes me as harsh.
Some people are saying send him a copy of the picture that he was in.
No, what is this? Junior high school?
Don't do that.
No, you don't do that. You don't need it. Not you don't get into games playing.
Shay says he's already ghosted her by not taking her on Sunday. So he ghosted her by not going to the office party. No, because he gave an excuse. With ghosting, don't you just fade away? You don't even give excuses. You just disappear.
He said he had a rumble.
Pam says there's a real possibility he fesses up before she can call him out on it. I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. Well,
what does he need to fess up on? Nothing.
Well,
nothing at
I think,
all.
No, I'll disagree with that. Nah. He does need to fess up, but it's not a big fess up. It's not like I ruined, you know, I was a horrible human being. It's like, look, I actually went out with some friends.
There is that. Give the dude a little time, and he'll be like, you know what? I started feeling better, and I went out with some friends that night. How was your office party?
Somebody else texted us and said he's already ghosted her, that she's never going to hear from him again. I'm like, what? How do we jump to that conclusion already? Let's take a couple calls. Let's see what people think. Hey, Don, good morning.
Hey, top of the morning to you guys. Love listening to the boys.
Thanks, Don. What do you think about this situation?
Well, I got to tell you, people with big brains listen to the Dom and Jeremy show. So probably you may have heard about your talk about this letter and related it to his situation and said, you know, I'm going to give her an easy way out. I'm going to help this be an easy situation. I'll be sick. Done.
Right. In the stress, I just won't go. I thought about that, Don, actually. I thought maybe that he had been listening and he kind of put two and two together and it made it even more awkward for him. I thought about that.
Except if he had been listening, then when she invited him to the party, he probably would have said, hey, I heard that on the radio. Look, let's pass on the Christmas party and we'll do something the next weekend. I don't know.
Sounds
that
very
he would
mature,
have...
though. People are not that mature. I don't feel good. No go for me.
Don, thanks, you for the call. That's a good call. We appreciate that. Here's Alex. Alex, what do you think about this?
Hey, I think she should at least have a conversation with him around it. You know, I think like just ghosting him or not talking to him doesn't really give the relationship a chance. And it's so new. It was such an awkward situation. Like, I think testing the lie to see if he ultimately falls back on honesty is a good chance to give him. Like, hey, like, are you this honest person or are you someone that's going to continue to lie to me around this?
I see
that's pretty
that.
Good too, man.
I see that. Alex, thank you for a good call.
Thanks.
Good calls
that's
today.
Also mature.
It is. My concern is, again, a couple of coffee dates, and yet she's already, quote, confronting him.
I kind of feel like she's just looking for something to get in a fight with, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I think she can keep a little, like, put a little check mark, like, hey, this guy might have honesty issues, but I don't know. I'm just going to go on with our lives. We're going to continue to go out. It could blossom into a great relationship, or it could be something they just go out one or two more times and they never see each other again.
Kind of fizzles out.
Yeah, but why go through all of the people, like, why default to drama of confronting him, sending him photo, you know, screenshots, and it's like, why do that?
Just go out on another date and ignore it.
It's just dating.
Just go out on another date and see how it goes. My goodness.
Here we go. Melody saying, here's a book she should read. He's just not that into. No, yeah. I don't. That's a stretch, Melody. This doesn't mean that he's not into her. It's an awkward, horrible situation.
It could be the
after
beginning
two coffee
of
dates
that.
To have to go to somebody's office Christmas
it
party.
It could be the beginning of that he's not into her, though.
It could be
the very, very beginning of that. He's like, nah, I'd rather go out with my buddies. I changed my mind.
Nikki says this is becoming less about how he acted and more about if she can continue to move forward. If you're going to hold animosity, then cut him loose. If you can get over it, then continue to pursue. I agree
with
that.
That's right. She's going to hold on to this. She's going to stew on it.
Don't go out with him.
And she probably already hates his friends because of this. So there's going to be another thorn in her side. Oh, look, your friends are the worst.
Look, you pointed it out, Jeremy, and it's spot on. The problem here are these idiot friends who are tagging
him
in social media.
Stop posting pictures on social.
Yeah, that's
just enjoy your night.
Here we are having a great time.
Hey, shots, tag me.
And look at Dylan.
Dylan.
Whatever his name is.
Yep. Stay off the social, man.
Beth says she had to do a 5-call says it all to ask. maybe his friends were his five call says it all and said it's too soon to go to a Christmas
party. Right, there was five of them. Come out with us. Ange says leave it alone. If she had not seen it online, she wouldn't even know. See how it goes, but she shouldn't ask him out. Next move is on him. Well, there is that. I guess if he makes the next move, he's still interested. And if he doesn't, then he's not into her.
Correct. You know what? She just needs to sit tight. If she hears from him, great. They can go out and have fun. If she doesn't hear from him, then it's right. Then he wasn't that into her.
In the meantime, Sarah, just you keep dating and looking around.
Exactly.
This doesn't work out.
You don't have to sit and wait for this guy.
It's been two coffee dates. Keep looking. Man.
Can I just say thank you? We're not going to be able to reply to every text message because there's so many of them. But if we don't reply to you, it doesn't mean we did read it and we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. We do read them all. Thank you.
You guys are the best.